Well, this policy brief looks at the impact of removing private health insurance rebates. You know, in Australia, we have, or we used to have, quite generous rebates for private health insurance. And you know, effectively, you get a 30% discount on what you would have, you know, paid on premiums for private health insurance. And recently, that has been scaled, the subsidies has been scaled back somewhat, you know, with the means testing. But it's still a large discount, and it has always been a huge burden on the public spending. You know, in fact, when the rebates were first introduced, the government spent about, you know, $1.6 billion or to $2 billion a year on these rebates, and now it's grown up to $4.6 billion in 2011, in fact. So it's been a huge burden on the public system, and this paper really looks at, you know, whether or not there are savings that could be made if you remove rebates for private health insurance. So how this works is that as you remove rebates or you reduce rebates, we expect some people to drop private health insurance cover. And these people who were previously, you know, with insurance and now they don't, they are expected to move into the public sector and use, you know, public hospitals instead of private hospitals. And if we can quantify the costs of these people moving and compare the costs, the additional costs on the public system with the savings from what you get if you remove the rebates, and essentially you can make an assessment on the budgetary impact of, you know, removing the rebates. And what the paper shows is that there are net savings that one would get, or the government would get, if it reduces, or in fact, in a more extreme case, abolish rebates for private health insurance.
And can you quantify those savings in terms of, first of all, if you remove rebates, do you place additional pressure on the public health system, and can you quantify the savings that your research says you will make?
Yes, if you remove rebates and people drop private health insurance cover, you expect, you know, more people to use the public system. So so far as the projections that I made and it is discussed in this paper, say for instance a 10% reduction in rebates would, you know, the predicted increase in public hospital costs would be $144 million, and that compared with the savings of, you know, close to $360 million that the government would reap if it, you know, reduces rebate by 10%. And this results in a net savings, in fact, of about $215 million. And this result holds for different scenarios that were considered, like if you were to remove, you know, rebates by decrease rebate by, you know, 10% or 20% or 25%, you get the same result. That is, you get it's always the case that there would be net savings.
So you are stating it makes economic sense for rebates to be reduced.
Yes, it is. I mean, insofar as the net budgetary impact of the rebates, yes, it does make sense to reduce it. I mean, it's also interesting to go back to the original intention of the rebates. So when they were first introduced in 1999, the rebates were premised on this notion that, okay, you know, we can subsidize private health insurance, and this would lead to people taking up private health insurance cover and move the demand or move the use of, you know, away from the public system into the private system. So, you know, on that basis, you can look at, you know, how much would the subsidies cost, how much savings would the subsidies gave to the public budget, and make an assessment on what the literature would deem as being, whether or not the subsidies are self-financing And this is essentially doing the reverse. If you remove rebates, what are the savings from the removal or reduction of the rebates versus the additional costs?
Why is this research important in terms of, if you look at the pressure that's placed on public spending on health, why is it important and what pressure is placed on public spending on health, if you could quantify that?
Well, the health expenditure is one item that is really expected to only increase in the future. There will be significant pressures on the public budget. The government's expected to spend more and more. You know, for instance, the intergenerational report projects that, you know, as a proportion of Australian GDP, public spending on healthcare is expected to increase from 4% in 2009 and 10 to 7.1% in 2049. So this is driven by a variety of factors. You have, you know, the aging of the population, you have better and more innovative medical technology that's coming up, and also the expectation on the part of the on Australians that they really want high quality healthcare in the public sector. So this presents a challenge for government to identify ways to really extract the most of every single dollar that is spent on public healthcare.
Governments, not just here, not just in Australia, but across the world, are looking at ways of how to reduce health expenditure. And obviously, one huge expenditure is on pharmaceutical drugs. But your research here clearly states that reducing rebates is one such way where cost savings could be made. Is that correct?
Yes. I think generally, the perception is that if we want to generate savings, you have to cut the budget. Cut spending, and usually that, you know, some aspects of care gets affected. For example, by cutting spending, you might decrease the quality of care. So there's really this trade-off that one needs to make, and it's not obvious where one should generate the savings from. But there are two things that seems to be two areas that, you know, one would be able to identify areas of savings to help reduce the growth of expenditure. One, as presented in the report, would be, you know, in terms of reducing rebates for private health insurance. The other potential area for savings would be, you know, in terms of, you know, reducing the price that Australians pay for generic drugs, which is really one of the highest in the world. So a colleague of mine, Philip Clark, in the School of Population Health, showed that, you know, the price that Australians pay for generic drugs are so high compared to other OECD countries, and there's therefore tremendous opportunities for savings by just reducing the amount that Australian pays for these drugs.
This policy brief will be available on the Melbourne Institute website, but you will be discussing this wider paper at the HILDA conference later this year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. So, this has been some work that I've been doing for the past, you know, year and a half, and I think this would be a valuable piece, hopefully, that adds to the evidence based on how we can generate a more efficient, create a more efficient health system and a more effective health system as well.